It's time for the WXXI Business Report with Randy Gorbman. And Randy, throughout the pandemic, you've been reporting on the rate of hiring at small businesses. What do the latest numbers tell us?
Yeah, kind of like with the numbers we've been hearing nationally, the numbers from Paychex and a company called IHS show kind of a little bit of an uneven recovery. The recent index for the month of September, and this is a small and medium-sized businesses around the country, shows that while the employment picture for the businesses continued to improve in September, the rate of growth is slowed. Paychex says the pace of growth improved throughout the summer, but monthly gains have generally fallen down a bit. Hourly earnings growth did increase for the month, its fourth consecutive increase. Paychex CEO Marty Musi telling us that among the drags on growth is the continuing difficulty that small businesses have in finding workers, and he says that is due to a number of factors.
We see that there's been retirements of kind of the boomers. Those people retired early because of the pressures of the pandemic. People are still out of the workforce, parents, because of childcare issues. And people are just always still concerned about health.
But Musi says as some benefit programs are ending, it will spur more people to get back into the workforce in the coming months. Another issue impacting business, Musi says, especially the construction industry, the problems with the supply chain we've been hearing about.
You know, it's hard to get lumber. It's hard to get other things that are building homes, and home sales of brand new homes are down. So I think that's all a lot of supply issues, but I think that'll bounce back.
In terms of sectors of the U.S. economy, Musi says that leisure and hospitality is doing better, especially compared to last year. These are things like restaurants and hotels when, of course, last year they were especially hit hard by the pandemic. And you may remember last Friday we heard from the U.S. Labor Department, the United States adding just 194,000 jobs in September. That was well below the 500,000 that analysts had forecast. Staying with Paychex for a moment, they also announced they've acquired a company called Flock. That's a benefits and HR provider based in San Francisco. Paychex says with the acquisition, they are gaining a state-of-the-art benefits administration software company, which is aligned with its commitment to delivering a suite of digital services. Xerox, also on the acquisition front, continuing to expand their IT services business. They have acquired a Vermont-based company called Competitive Computing, or C2 as they are known. They serve customers throughout New England and the U.S. C2's capabilities and scale, according to officials with the companies, will help accelerate both companies' growth. The acquisition continues Xerox's commitment to expand their IT services. And Monroe County Executive Adam Bello announcing an extension for a program which helps small business called Fast Forward Monroe 2.0. The deadline to apply is now October 29th. Bello says since the second phase of Fast Forward Monroe began on September 8th, more than 900 small businesses have applied for help. The money will be dispersed to eligible businesses by the end of the year. Fast Forward 2.0 is funded with an additional $20 million in the Federal CARES Act money. Businesses that get the money in the first round of the program are still eligible to get money in the second phase, but businesses that did not get funding in the first round will be given priority under Monroe County's Fast Forward 2.0. And that's the WXXI Business Report. I'm Randy Gorbman.